little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On a Sunday, over 200 years ago, the Indians of Seminole, Florida, barged in on a missionary who was offering Mass for a small group of Catholics. These Indians had no care for the faith these black robes were bringing to their land, and no care for the people who were invading either. They were about to start killing the faithful when the priest asked the chief if he could please finish Mass first. The chief didn't have much going on for the rest of the day, so he decided to let them finish Mass. And after the Mass was over, they all died a martyr's death. Imagine how they must have assisted at that Mass, how intently they must have followed the ceremony, how they must have united themselves with the crucified Christ. God willing, this will not be your last Mass, but suppose it is, would you assist any differently? There was once a saint who was playing chess in his monastery, and the other monks that were around were talking about holy and elevated things, no doubt. And the question came up, what would you do if you were told that you would die in an hour? One of the monks said that he would make a good examination of conscience, go to confession, receive the last rites, etc. The others responded in a similar fashion. The question was then asked to the saint, and to the astonishment of all, he said that he would continue playing chess. Seeing that they were dissatisfied at his seeming desire to see the outcome of the game, he explained that it was God's will for him to be playing chess right now, and this is what he intended to do until it was time for something else. If we try to do all things well, then death will not find us unprepared. This is especially true about assisting at Mass. Mass takes a little while, and in the Mass, we see God. After the Mass, we don't see Him until the next Mass. This is similar to what our Lord was talking about in the Gospel today. We don't see our Lord for a while, and then for a little while, the duration of the Mass, we do see Him. But we also want our joy to be that which our Lord speaks of at the end of the Gospel. I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. We receive this joy by attending Mass properly. Now, there are different ways of attending Mass. The most common way is by following along the prayers of the Mass in your Missal. This is usually the way you get the most out of the Mass. The Church has spent many years figuring out which texts of Scripture to use for the Mass and which prayers should be said so that one can be edified and instructed about the sacrifice that is taking place on the altar. When we attend Mass, we should unite ourselves to Christ, the chief priest. And just as the priest at the altar has a special intention for each Mass, you should make a special intention for each Mass and offer it for something definite, such as for your family, friends, the conversion of sinners, reparation for the crimes committed throughout the world, for peace, or for the poor souls in purgatory. Also, call to mind the four purposes of the Mass. The first is to adore God. The Mass acknowledges by thought, word, and action that God is above all things, that He is the supreme being. The second is thanksgiving to God for all that He has done. The Mass expresses gratitude for God, to God, for the blessings of body and soul that He has given us and still gives us each day. The third purpose of the Mass is to ask for things from God that we need. And especially right after Holy Communion is a good time to ask our Lord for the spiritual but also temporal things that we need in order to get through this life or to ask for graces for others who we know are in need. The fourth purpose of the Mass is to beg God for pardon. The Mass is the most pleasing gift to God, and it is the best way to satisfy for our sins or for those of others, or to ask pardon for the poor souls in purgatory so that they may go to heaven. Another way to assist at Mass is by reading devotional prayers or prayers from prayer books, thinking about what is going on at the Mass. Reading the Passion or thinking about the Passion is also a good way to remind yourself what is actually happening in the Mass, and it helps you fulfill the four purposes of the Mass: adoration, thanksgiving, petition, and pardon. The third way of assisting at Mass is by praying the Rosary. The Rosary is much attacked by modernists and those who have not the faith. However, next to the Mass, the Rosary is the most powerful prayer and is very much like the Mass in many aspects. In the beginning of the Rosary, the beginning of the Rosary starts with the Creed. We say the Creed at the beginning of the Mass of the Faithful. The Our Father, which is said many times in the Rosary, is also said at Mass. The Hail Mary recalls Christ's coming. It asks Our Lady's assistance and reminds us that she was given to us as a mother on Calvary. The Glory Be is the tribute to the Holy Trinity and is also said several times in the Mass. The mysteries of the Rosary recall the scenes which are the background of the Mass. So the Rosary can be very beneficial to keep our thoughts on God during Mass. What is most important for you is to find the best way to assist at Mass, whether it is with a missal, by reading devotional prayers from a prayer book, or by reciting the Rosary. And if one method is not working, then try another. You should be really and truly assisting at the Mass by uniting yourself to what the priest is doing on the altar. Parents with children can also get something out of the Mass, though they may not be able to assist in the way that they would like. But God sees your intention and desire and will give you the graces that you ask for. Assist at this Mass, then, as best as you can. And there is a prayer in the sacristy at St. Gertrude the Great where the priest's vest is right above the vesting table, and it says, "Priest of God, say this Mass as if it were your first Mass, as if it were your last Mass, as if it were your only Mass." This can apply to the faithful who are assisting at well. To think about this helps you to be more prayerful. And though it may sound serious or scary to think about this as your last Mass, this thought can give you the devotion that is necessary to bring you that joy which our Lord promises us in the Gospel today. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.